showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around in generous supply, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. That's ahead of a cold front approaching. Much cooler Saturday night. Overnight low temperature 50 by dawn Sunday morning. Sunday will feel like fall with a high temperature around 67, a breezy, cooler day with sunshine, and the low temperature by Monday morning falls to the middle 40s, coolest of the season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Millbrook police say a suspect is in custody after a social media threat led to a lockdown of several Elmore County schools Thursday. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis tells us the threat was made towards Stanhope Elmore High School. Montgomery police have arrested a teenage boy after they say he brought a gun onto Carver High School's campus. Police say the teen is charged with terroristic threats, marijuana possession, and trespassing. They tell us he is not a current student at Carver High School. And city employees in Selma have learned they won't be getting paid this week due to a lack of funds. Earlier this week, nearly 70 Selma City employees were notified they'll be laid off November 5th. The Selma City Council is holding a special called meeting today to discuss the issue. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump said appears missing Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi is dead.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is now pulling out of a Saudi investment conference.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo listened to the recording. Turkish authorities say that U.S. resident, the Washington Post writer, was dismembered.
The floodgates are open on multiple dams across central Texas. More than a foot of rain in the last 72 hours.
Renewed attention on the U.S.-Mexico border as a migrant caravan grows to 4,000 people.
As you know, I'm willing to send the military to defend our southern border.
The issue of immigration is reaching a boiling point here at the West Wing, sparking that explosive shouting match between two of the president's top aides, his national security advisor, John Bolton, and his chief of staff, John Kelly.
The former head of USA Gymnastics is behind bars. Steve Penny, arrested overnight by U.S. Marshals at a Tennessee cabin.
He's got it, and the Boston Red Sox are headed to the World Series.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF and all of that stuff. A couple of reminders here. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market $60 gift basket. What is in that basket, you ask? Well, what's in that basket is what you want to put in that basket from anything within the store. You can go put a Cuban sandwich in there. You can go put some of the salsa in there, their football game day salsa. You can go put in different veggies, cakes, like Red Top did, where he almost died of chocolate overdose. I can't believe that little skinny guy tried to eat a whole chocolate cake. I mean, you've seen him, right? You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I mean, he's like a bimbo. Trying to put some LBs on there. But you can put anything you want to in there. You just need to be a caller and say, I want in, and talk to me. Talk to me. Don't just go and say, I just want in, and I got. Talk to me. And then say, I want to be in. And then you get in. And it's a great treat. Every single person who's been there have loved it. So you need to also go know that they have Harvest Fest, starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock, then Sunday at 10 o'clock. Great for the kids. You'll have a wonderful time. Take the kids, take the grandkids, and really, really enjoy yourself. I'm giving two tickets away for the wine tasting for tomorrow, too. Nobody's in on that, so...
Well, we have one person in on that.
Oh, we already have one person? Yeah. Oh, okay. Who was that?
John. We called it at the beginning of the show.
John. Okay, let's go to the phones and go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How are you doing, Dan? First of all, put me in the Sweet Creek drawing.
You got it, Gary. Give me your month and day of birth.
4/6.
4/6. You got it. We'll be doing that drawing in about 40 minutes. Or maybe a little less than that.
Yeah, they got some fine ribs down there.
Oh, man, do they. They're the St. Louis ribs, too. I love them.
Out of curiosity, you know, we have so many illegals coming into this country, and it's understandable that they would come in here because they get free housing, free food, free medical care, and, you know, everything's free. And if I lived in Mexico... trying to figure out how I was going to get another meal, it would be real easy for me to decide to come across the border, and they'd turn me loose, and then I'd get everything for free.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many of the illegals that are here are living in government housing.
Well, my question is, why doesn't the government just say, if you're not a U.S. citizen, you don't get these freebies?
Well, like I said, on the housing, that it doesn't work that way because you got to show that you're a resident of the area that you're asking for housing in. And so they don't have the ability to show that they're a resident. So you don't go out to Section 8 housing and see everybody's Hispanic there. But now medical is a different story. Medical is a different story. They show up. It is worth, if you're ever around Baptist South, go into the emergency room there just any given Friday night and see what you see. You'll be stunned.
I'm sure. That's just astounding to me that we let all these people come in and then feed them and give them medical care. possibly not free housing, but you can bet your bibby that a lot of them are living in housing that they shouldn't be living in.
Well, what they'll do, because I know something about the subject, what they'll do is they'll go get one person to go rent a house. Get, you know, a couple with a family. And then what they'll do is instead of four people being in the house, they'll have 12 people in the house. And these are hardworking folks. I mean, you go to Walmart or any kind of given weekend and look at their grocery, you know, cart is just overflowing to the brim because they work and they get paid and they go and buy things. And they send a lot of money back home. There's a... Walmart's biggest thing is sending cash out. They're the largest bank in the nation now.
Isn't our cash one of the biggest exports to Mexico?
Yeah, but Mexico's, I believe, is still second. But the second biggest income producer is remittance of cash from the United States back into Mexico to families. The largest is oil sales.
And what's your thoughts, by the way, of the 14th Amendment that grants citizenship to anybody born in the country?
I think it's a question of whether you're here legally or not.
Yeah. Well, that's always astounded me.
Yep.
You have an industry on the west coast of Chinese moving in, coming to the country here in their last month or so of pregnancy and staying in condominiums there until the child is born, and then they have a citizen. In the family,
a
U.S. citizen in the family.
Yeah, well, what they'll do is they'll do joint citizenship.
Yeah, joint citizenship. But there's so many things fouled up with our immigration policy that it's ridiculous.
I actually have a client, or had a client because he left California because it was being taxed too much. I had a client that lived around the corner from one of those houses. And he said it was absolutely amazing. These are wealthy people. They're wealthy Chinese folks, and they'll come over and they'll do that. And so he said it wouldn't be unusual at all to see a Mercedes limousine pick up a pregnant lady, a couple of pregnant ladies, so they can go shopping type thing on, you know, in the area.
Yeah. Well, something really needs to be done when you've got 4,000 people coming to the southern borders trying to get in, and you really don't know what all is in the mix.
Yeah, well, and let me tell you what you especially don't know is, and that is the medical history of these people. I have a lot of doc clients, and that is something that is of great discussion, is why has TB gone up so much in the last 10 years? Why is polio, which I had Sam Adams on this week talking about, you know, we thought we had eradicated. Now, you know, it's a virus, a summer virus type thing, that it's starting to make a comeback.
True. You know, they really need to do something. You know, the Democrats need to help, but all they're interested in is building their voter base.
I absolutely agree with that, and I think it's a shame that people are not looking at the future of the country. They're looking at it politically.
Exactly. You know, it's not a situation where it's what's best for the country. It's what's best for this party, you know, and how do we stay in power? And it's unfortunate. And that's not what our founding fathers meant to be. But whatever. Anyhow, pull my name shortly, Dan. I'll be listening to hear my name, and I'd be more than happy to go down Sweet Creek and fill my basket.
You got it, Gary. You have a wonderful day, and if I don't talk to you, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Greg T.
Hey, Dan. How are you this afternoon?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I've got a couple of questions for you. I do want to get in on the wine tasting deal.
Oh, but okay. Let me get your month. Go ahead. What's your month and day of birth?
4/13.
You got it.
Okay. First question. Do you think, or your opinion, that the Mexican police or government or whatever will actually do their thing and stop the bill down on their southern border in Guatemala?
Well, we're off and on seeing video of the area, and they just showed a video where they have a Stadomayor lined up across the entrance, and then on the other side are probably 1,500 people in this very narrow area, and they're going through a process line, and you're seeing that they're turning people away.
Right, right. Okay, do you think, my second question, do you think that President Trump, which I hope he does, will actually put the forces down on the southern border?
Put our forces on the southern border?
Right, right.
No, I don't see that.
He said that in his speech.
No, he didn't say. You're talking about our southern border? Hang on. Our southern border or Mexico's southern border?
Well, our southern border down toward Mexico.
Okay, yeah. Now, he did say that. I thought you were meaning Guatemala.
No. Our southern border. Right, right. I just wondered if he'd actually do it. I mean, I hope he would.
Yeah, he's going to have some problems with some military, use of military in states without having the governor grant permission and things like that. So, I mean, right now we have National Guard that are down there, but they're, you know.
Yeah, they're just stepping watch, I think.
Yeah.
Or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Dan, you have a great day. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Greg T. David, I'm going to go on a break. I'm going to come back to give you plenty of running room. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker, and I'm telling you, you're getting towards the end of the month, and you need to go and deal with them and see what they've got. They're giving great deals, great prices, great value at Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Eastern Bypass, Bravo location. Going to be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road. Road.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, so breaking news here. We have a lady that has been charged with tampering with the midterm elections, a Russian woman charged with interfering in 2018 midterm elections. We don't know what in particular she was doing, but she was trying to change things and affect people using pop-up ads and things like that, things on the internet. She had a pretty sizable $25 million access to money. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF and all that.
TGIF, that's right. You going to be ready to help me with that $1 billion windfall in the morning?
I tell you what, you know what I was thinking about doing? I was thinking about seeing if there's a member of the audience that wants to drive over there and get tickets and us pool our money together, but that's what we used to do in Washington.
Yeah.
I bought a ticket Thursday. And I think I had one number, and I've decided if I buy 1,000 tickets, I might be able to piece together all six. But, you know, heck, we might better buy some new Republican leadership with that kind of money. Because they're as big of a problem with this immigration issue as the Democrats are, because they're lining up with the big industry for the cheaper labor.
David, you're spot on that.
So, you know, the Democrats want the votes, and, you know, the Koch brothers and the construction industry and all that, they want the cheaper labor. So that's just a big part of it is the Democrats.
No, you're, let me tell you, Tyson's Food and Tyson Chicken, that had a big influence on it. The agribusinesses in Iowa, big influence on it. Home builders, big influence on it. Perry Construction.
Instead of them paying that coyote $5,000 or whatever, why don't they pay that $5,000 to us? We've got 11 men anyways. You know, let us take in the money. But the other thing is, I hope y'all mention Nikki Haley before you show in, because that was the highlight of the morning, that little speech she gave about Elizabeth Warren.
That was. Oh, see, I could not find, I found a smaller cut of it. I couldn't kind of find a highlight reel of it. I'll see if I can find it before the show ends.
Well, she's one of the classiest.
She is. She was great.
And that few one-liners that she had, that kind of made the morning. So if you got it, play it. But if not, y'all have you a great weekend.
You too. Got your name in the drawing. Listen in now. We're going to be doing that in just about 20 minutes.
Okay, 4:28.
You got it. You got it. Do we, son?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What happened to my headsets here? Let's go to Herman. Hey, Herman, how are you?
Hey, man. All right. How y'all doing?
Doing very well.
I'd like to get in on that wine drawing, the wine tasting.
You got it. Herman, give me your month and day of birth, my friend.
29.
You got it. Are you outside? Are you hunting? Or what are you doing?
Right now?
Yeah, are you outside? You're obviously outside.
I'm in an excavator loading truck.
Ah, that's right. Now I know who you are, Herman.
So, anyhow, I was, the Democrats been kind of silent. I haven't heard them on the whole caravan issue. I think they're, they realize if they make it a big issue, it's going to help Trump out. But, how do you see that? I know the media's been important.
They, well, the media tried to do it, this kind of we're in peril type deal, but this thing is really starting to backfire on them.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the wine taste. I'm going to go whether I win them tickets or not. I'll take my bride over there.
Well, you have you ever been to one?
I hadn't, but I know I have friends that have, and they said it's great. Wonderful. So, looking forward to it.
Well, let's see what happens here, my friend. We're going to be doing that drawing just a little bit, so listen in because I want to get these tickets to you if you win.
All right, y'all have a good weekend. War Eagle, Roll Tide.
War Eagle, Roll Tide. Hey, y'all play Ole Miss, don't you?
I believe
and
so.
And you play in Oxford.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get over last week, so I haven't really paid much attention.
Something happened with Ole Miss last week, I forgot. But let me tell you, it's different when you're playing in Oxford for Ole Miss. Do I have enough time to go to Smokin' Otis?
Yes.
Smokin' Otis, how are you?
Hey, Brother Dino, what's happening, bro?
Not much, my friend. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing all right. Doing real good today, Dan. Look, look, I want to get in on that drawing this weekend, too, for the Sweet Creek thing, bro.
How many times have you won this, Smokin' Otis?
Man, I ain't won it but one time. That's been a long time ago. But you know what? You ain't going to win it if you don't get in it.
There you go. That's it. You got to play to get paid there.
Yeah, that's it.
Now,
and, do you believe old Joe Scarborough when he said that he just seriously believes Donald Trump ain't going to run for president again?
I don't believe it. I don't know if he believes it or not. You know, Joe kind of picks up these mantles and starts, you know, every other word is a liar. That Donald Trump's a liar. He talks about how stupid Republicans are. I mean, Mika, I think, has had a huge liberal influence on him.
I think he has, too. I think he's liberal through and through now, but I suppose he's supposedly told Colbert. And he's dead serious. He just don't believe he's going to run. He said that Trump never wanted to be a president anyway.
Yeah, he says that a lot.
Yeah, he does. But anyway, man, I'm sitting out on the pond fishing this afternoon, man. I'm just having a great time, Dan, listening to you out here on your app.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So are you fishing or what?
Yeah, I'm fishing. Sitting on the pond fishing, Dan.
I like that, man. I'm jealous.
I knew I'd make you jealous when I told you that, man. It's really a nice day, it's like kind of overcast, and just a nice day out here.
Hey, Joey, is he rubbing it in?
Should
we keep his name in the drawing? Should we pull it out?
I was about to delete it.
Okay, well, if he catches a bass while we're talking, then that does it. He's out.
Right.
Well, they're not biting real well, but I'll tell you what, it's still nice, man.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's not about the fishing and the catching. It's just about the doing.
That's right. That's right, man. It's just beautiful out here. Just enjoying listening to the outside world and listening to you on your app, Dan.
Well, I appreciate you listening, my friend. You have a good one.
Take care.
Okay, so we've had several people who have been fishing. We've had one person call us from a deer stand. And I was going like, no, that was you, because I was there in the morning show. And I said, aren't you scared that you're going to scare the deer by hearing your voice? And say, you know, they got great ears. There's not a damn one out here. I'll never forget that. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Rant with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox News, I'm Joy Piazza. Migrants who are part of a caravan trying to make it to the U.S. border now rushing towards the Guatemala-Mexico border. The U.S. and Mexico have been talking about what to do, and President Trump has threatened military action if the caravan gets to the U.S.
Mexico will make its decision. Its leaders and its people will decide the best way to achieve what I believe are our shared objectives.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Mexico City, Mexico asking the U.N. to set up a humanitarian outpost on its southern border. The caravan is carrying some 3,000 migrants who say they're escaping corruption and human rights abuses in Central America. It's the largest Mega Millions jackpot in history.
The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight is $1 billion.
Georgia Lottery President and CEO Gretchen Corbin, Mega Millions is played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead over the weekend. Look for a sun and cloud mix today with more clouds than sun, high in the upper 70s to around 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, by the afternoon and evening hours ahead of that strong cold front with a high around 78. Then cloudy Saturday night, clearing late with the overnight low temperature falling to about 50 by Sunday morning. Then on Sunday, breezy, cooler with a high around 67, mid-40s by dawn on Monday morning. It's the coolest air of the season so far. Monday's a great day with a high around 71, plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Good film, I say, leaving me a bad dog. I need to know, I need to know. If you think you're gonna leave, then you better say so. I need to know, I need to know. Because I don't know how to lie.
I sent you that link of Nikki Haley.
Okay.
So we have to do it that way.
If you're making me wait.
Oh man, too much on my plate here. Okay, guys, 272-9228, that's where we are. Oh, man, I'm getting wheels down for the weekend. So Greg's a little under the weather, so you're going to be doing Greg's show?
Yes, I'll be filling in, and we're going to have fun on Friday.
Of course, you always have fun on Friday. I just sent you Dan, Congressman Ratcliffe. But let's play the Nikki Haley, if you can load that up.
Really wanted this dinner to be successful tonight. So a couple weeks ago, I had this great breakfast with Cardinal Dolan, and I asked him if there was anything I could do to really boost attendance. You know this already? He said, why don't you resign as UN ambassador? You didn't tell me you were kidding. Everyone in Washington called me with advice about this speech. They all said the same thing. Do not, under any circumstances, make any jokes about the president. So good night, everybody.
Outstanding.
Actually, the president called me this morning and gave me some really good advice. He said, if I get stuck for laughs, just brag about his accomplishments. It really killed at the UN, I gotta tell you. There's been some debate.
She's really good. Beautiful lady, too.
Been some debate about whether the UN laughed with the president or at the president. I'll take either one tonight. I'm not picky. But I do understand why you invited me. 2 years ago, President Trump was here and he made some waves with his remarks. Apparently, no one here could have predicted that. So last year you went with Paul Ryan, who's a Boy Scout. And that's fine, but a little boring. So this year you wanted to spice things up again, right? I get it. You wanted an Indian woman, but Elizabeth Warren failed her DNA test.
Right on.
Actually, when the president found out that I was Indian American, he asked me if I was from the same tribe as Elizabeth Warren. So I really am super excited to be at the Al Smith dinner. As a member of the Trump cabinet, it is a thrill to be out to dinner without being harassed. Al Smith was a wonderful man. Many people believe the only thing that kept him from being president was his religion. Mitt Romney's saying, tell me about it. But look at this audience. There are so many important people here, like Mayor de Blasio. I'm so getting my car towed tonight. Mayor, remember, as a member of the UN delegation, I do have diplomatic immunity. You're all familiar with diplomatic immunity. It's an exemption from prosecution, or as Mayor de Blasio calls it, a sanctuary city.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, look, I got the mayor's drink by mistake. No ice. When I saw the mayor backstage, I told him I was really glad to be here. He said, me too. Mayor, it's not a good idea for a man to ever use that phrase. I am definitely getting my car towed tonight. There are a number of my Washington friends I was hoping would be here, but they just couldn't make it. Cory Booker was here, but he walked out. Jeff Sessions wanted to be here, but he recused himself. Actually, I saw Jeff Sessions earlier today, not in New York. I saw him on LinkedIn looking for a job. Actually, we both were. Hillary Clinton said her invitation never arrived, and she's furious. She's blaming James Comey and the Russians and misogyny and everyone. Jeff Flake was going to be here, but he wanted to give the FBI a week to look into it.
Let's go to the phones and go to Weezer, and then we'll come back to this. Weezer, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I wish I'd have heard all of that.
Well, keep up. We're going to play a little more of that.
Yeah, I didn't hear what she said, Bellarville said, but that's okay. Fleet Creek Farm, every week I try. Every week I fail.
Uh-oh.
Try me again this week.
You want me to put you in?
Please.
Okay, you got it.
Okay,
what's your month and day of birth again, Weezer?
June 16.
All right.
Started to give you the year. That would have been disaster.
No. We never do that. We never do that. Let's do this. So that makes...
Yes.
Okay. Let's do this.
Okay. We're going to go ahead with the drawing. Thank you for the call, Weezer.
Thanks for calling.
And the winner is... let me check. Oh, Kathy! Kathy, you are the winner of the Sweet Creek gift basket.
Okay, boys and girls, Kathy, you're the winner. Let's celebrate. You need to call me at 272-9228. Now let's do the wine tasting.
Oh, okay. Let's do it this way with a little fanfare. Well,
you saw that, right?
Yes. And the winner of the tickets to the wine festival. Oh, my goodness. It's Herman.
Herman, like Herman and the Hermit?
Yes. Give us a call, Herman.
Okay, Herman, give us a call. And Kathy, is that right?
Yeah.
Give me a buzz, and then we'll get all you guys taken care of here. I like that. Let's continue. I like this Nikki Haley. It's kind of a light way to finish up Friday.
President Obama is not here tonight. I saw when recently he said that we're not supposed to use the FBI or the Justice Department to punish political enemies. Comey, McCabe, and Strzok said, now you tell us. Turns out what President Obama meant to say is, that's what we use the IRS for. Senator Chuck Schumer is here tonight, but he almost wasn't. He thought tonight's dinner was at the Waldorf. I told him it was here at the Hilton. He said, Nikki, you must be confused. Chuck, you really don't want to go there. Since this is my first Al Smith dinner, and I know some of you don't know a lot about me, I thought I'd fill you in. People ask me all the time what they should call me. Governor, Ambassador, Nikki, you can call me anything. Just don't call me anonymous. I'm proud to be very close to the Jewish community. In fact, they gave me a nickname. Does anybody know what shiksa means?
Ooh. Man, let's do this.
My father was an esteemed professor, and my mom was a successful lawyer and business owner. I guess you could say I was a beneficiary of off-white privilege.
Ooh, let's go to Herman. Herman, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. I'm excited.
You got in at the right time. Now, let me ask you, how do you want to get these tickets? Do you want to come by the station, or do you want to go by my office, or what?
Yeah, I'll get my wife to stop by the station.
Okay. Do we have his information?
Yes, I do. It's going to be a little tricky.
I tell you what, let's do this, Herman. Why don't you go do this by my office, okay? And I will take them to my office right after I come off the show.
Okay.
He's going to give you the address, and I'll take him there. My office closes at 5 o'clock. Just ask the receptionist, Judy, tell him who you are, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
I'll do it.
Let me give you the... I'm going to give you the address over the air. It's 2835 Zelda
Road. 2835
Zelda Road. Right. It's a two-story building.
All right.
Congratulations, Herman.
Thank you.
Thanks. Sarah, Toby's listening here. I like that. Let me do this. Let me go to a break so we can fit everything in here. We're going to be back right after this.
Through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Safety features, design sensibilities, or overall greatness. Brubaker Infinity has vehicles that stand out in each category. This month, get $5,000 off a 2018 Q60 Coupe. It's a different way of living, not just a different way of driving. The 2018 Q60 Coupe has a subtle but gorgeous shape, top shelf interior, and is quick in a straight line. And with $5,000 off, it's a comfortable fit all around. Next in line is the 2018 QX50 with a 268 horsepower turbocharged engine and well-furnished interior. It's more than just a pretty face. This crossover will fulfill your inherent potential, not to mention your budget, with $5,000 off. And if you want to challenge the limits of your next journey, experience the precisely crafted leather appointments and sophisticated comforts of the 2018 QX80. The luxury, space, and power you'd hope to find in a large SUV is $10,000 less this month at Brubaker Infinity. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Sale limited to 2018s in stock. Q60 Coupe stock number 18078 only. Discount off MSRP. Does not include tax, tag, title, and dealer fees. Sale ends 10/31/18. See dealer for details.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Congratulations to Herman for winning the wine tasting tickets. Herman, if you have any problems, just call back to the show because Joey will be here and he knows how to reach me if there are any kind of difficulties. Like you're late. He wouldn't be late. I have a key to the office. I can get it to you on Saturday if you need me. Okay. Sweet Creek Farm Market winner is?
Kathy. But you got to have the right birthday, not just any Kathy.
Can't be just any run-of-the-mill Kathy. There are no run-of-the-mill Kathy.
No,
we're never run-of-the-mill Kathy. But Kathy, call me at 272-9228 so I can get you hooked up for that. A reminder that Harvest Fest at Sweet Creek Farm Market starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow and 10 o'clock on Sunday. Also a reminder that Fresh Market, now this is very unusual. I think they kind of messed up on this. They have the Prime, not the premium, the prime, the top grade of New York strips. that you can buy either a whole or a half of the butcher's cut. You know, it's in the package. Buy either a whole or a half at $7.99 a pound. I had them weigh two of them. One was a little over 10 pounds. The other one's a little over 12 pounds. So that's a half would be 5 to 6 pounds. And then you can do the math of the rest. At $7.99 a pound, that is absolutely outstanding. That's normally like 14-something a pound. Actually, it's a little, I can look it up. I think it's a little higher than that. I think when it was on sale, it was 14 a pound. But take advantage of that, folks. Yeah, it's... yeah, that's a heck of a deal, folks. That is a heck of a deal. So they're doing that today, Saturday, and Sunday only. I'm going there for game day, and I'm going to get my favorite. Mike is the new butcher there, by the way. Get my favorite butcher to cut that for me, and so I can cook those bad boys during the weekend and freeze some. Let's continue on with, Jack Ingram, soon to use cars. Sponsor this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Go see Tip Tames, David Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. And then don't forget about Don Duncan All-American Tire. Two locations. Yes, two locations on Madison Avenue. One on Bell Road and one now in Millbrook, right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Go see Mike, All-American Mike. By the way, they're open on Saturdays in Millbrook. Open on Saturday. Only the downtown location in Millbrook are open on Saturdays. Get oil change, get car work done, get new tires, get it all done right there. Go by and see them. Let me do this. Let me continue on with Nikki Haley.
My parents are immigrants from India, legal immigrants. Right now, some people are thinking, do we still have those? Even though they came here legally, I keep them at an undisclosed location, just in case. People always wonder if I felt different or isolated as an Indian American growing up in rural South Carolina. Actually, there was a benefit. It totally prepared me for being a Republican in New York. It wasn't easy growing up Indian in a small southern town. I don't know what was worse, the name calling or being asked to fix everyone's computers. I am still someone who gets very excited about Halloween, but in this toxic environment, even this causes political arguments. Bernie Sanders wants free candy for everyone. Mitch McConnell calls it a typical Democrat giveaway program. The president says it's going to be the best Halloween ever, none like it ever before. Huge! Hillary Clinton said she'll go trick-or-treating everywhere except Wisconsin and Michigan. And Michael Cohen asked how much candy he'd get in exchange for immunity. Something else you should know about me. I am someone who 100% supports free press. You'd be amazed how confused people are in countries without a free press. Like Iran, they still think John Kerry is Secretary of State. But the press does sometimes play favorites. A recent study found 91% of the president's news coverage was negative. The other 9% was really negative. On CNN the other day, they claimed that Kim Jong-un is using and controlling President Trump with flattery. Seriously? How would CNN know the president is influenced by flattery, like they've ever tried it? The president got really mad at Bob Woodward's book. Really mad. The book compared him to a fifth grader. A lot of Democrats seized on that. Until they realized they got beat by a fifth grader. But I really am grateful to the president for appointing me as ambassador because I learned so much about the UN. I learned that the UN has 193 member nations, 180 which are mad at us on any given day. And the most important thing I learned is that with all of our differences, there is still one thing that unites all 193 countries. At one point, every single one of them was paying Paul Manafort.
Like the president, I never hold grudges against the press, but I am still a little bit upset with the New York Times. A few weeks ago, they ran a completely misleading story saying I had purchased $52,000 curtains for the UN ambassador's residence. They had to retract it when it turned out they were actually purchased by the Obama administration. Well, they didn't really retract it. They just changed the headline to read, Obama creates high-paying jobs in the curtain industry. I do wonder if I get to keep those curtains. These days, it's so hard to tell which stories are real and which ones are fake. I gathered some headlines out there that I just can't quite tell if they're true, so maybe y'all can. We'll start with the first one. President Obama says, okay, you really can't keep your doctor. Or this, Hillary Clinton says, maybe it was my fault, just a little bit. Sarah Huckabee Sanders to host Academy Awards. Morning Joe feels differently about Trump in the afternoon. Or Kirsten Gillibrand takes Brett Kavanaugh to Oktoberfest. There was a fake story that I'm actually thinking about running for president. That is so ridiculous. It is way too early for anyone to be thinking about running for president, unless you're a Senate Democrat during the Kavanaugh hearings. Here's another one. Kanye West sworn in as new UN ambassador. Wait, that could happen. And finally, the biggest headline of all time, Mueller investigation to be over by Christmas. Okay, well, we've had some laughs tonight poking fun at ourselves and at our political rivals.
Posey, I'm sorry I got to drop off of this because the show's about to end. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show today and a great week of shows. I want you to have a good time for happy hour. Guys, be good, be safe. Who's the winner again?
Kathy is.
Kathy, you need to call at 272-9228 so we can get your gift basket to you from Tweed Creek Farm Market. Guys, be good, be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Joey Clark filling in for Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News. I'm Joy Piazza. Thousands of migrants who say they're escaping corrupt governments in Central America are now